Hi, my name is Santito. This is Crypto Kid Podcast. I'm going to be talking to you guys about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency.
Yo, bad news for you cryptocurrency millionaires right now. You're going to be taxed like a mofo, okay? Literally, the IRS is going to come down on anybody that's going to buying or selling cryptocurrency. What kind of BS is this? So stay tuned in. And sorry for the vulgar language to my etiquette audience here. And second one's gonna be story time. I'm moving to New Hampshire. And it's going to be a lot of fun going there for the summer. My cryptocurrencies are doing pretty well. And pretty excited because they are saying that the bull market is going to last all the way till 2023. I mean, so that's going to be freaking amazing. All right. So everything is starting to look up. Financial stability is going to come down to me. And yeah, have your moments. You know, sometimes you got to go through the hard times to get through the better times. And now everything's starting to align just the way they are supposed to. And that's how you manifest things. When you manifest things and they start working, it makes you actually believe in that. So and talk about that, and it's gonna be your Bible thumping in the very last segment. So stay tuned in and have fun. Alrighty, my little peeps, I'm glad you tuned in. And yeah, so for all you rich mofos out there that have cryptos, guess what? You're about to be taxed thanks to President Biden. Okay? The IRS is cracking down. They're bringing down the hammer. Alright? And yeah, well, I guess it builds character, huh? You know the U.S. government doesn't want people getting rich without giving them a little bit of something, right? We all knew this wasn't going to last long, okay? It's just, it was an inedible. Alright. But for those of you who got rich before the tax plan came into effect, kudos to you. Definitely. Thumbs up. But now, now the U.S. government wants their peace. Just like in everything else, they want to stick their nose in everybody's business and tax everything they can, because we all know the economies here is going to crap, and yeah, they're just trying to bring the U.S. economy to its knees and make everybody suffer. In my opinion, like, literally, they tax everything. Tax to go fishing, tax to get a license plate, taxes for house, property taxes, food tax, like, you name it, they tax it. And cryptos has made it on that list. And like some disturbing news. Literally, right here in the United States, there's so much opportunity for jobs, and people are refusing to work because they get more money off unemployment than they do working, which is a shame. It's a terrible thing to see, because if the government is paying for unemployment, or I don't even know if the government's paying for unemployment, or if they're forcing people basically, they're just saying, here's some free money, you don't have to work here. What is that all about? That's not what the United States was founded on. That's not what we are founded on independence, on self-reliance. Like, we don't need to rely on other people to give us money to make a living. That's why I'm upset. That's why I'm upset with this tax plan. And just people refusing to work in general. So, like, you watch crypto, fam. The economy is gonna come to its knees, and the government's gonna be laughing at you, because we're not gonna know what to do, and we're gonna think that they're gonna help us out of this situation, when really they're not. They're just making it worse for us. And once the Second Amendment gets taken away, like, that's it. That's it. That's full socialism here. Like, you could kiss your freedoms goodbye. And the tax plan's one of the ways to do that. Like, oh, you don't get too rich. Don't get too wealthy. People really need to keep the US government small. Like, literally blow up their comment section, or blow up the US senators and congressmen's DMs on social media. Tell them that we are self-reliant and we don't need their help, and that we are the ones that are the boss of them. They're not in charge of us, we're in charge of them. So people just need to realize that, and people just need to let them know, because I feel like they are getting away with too much, and they think that they are above the law just because they could write the laws. Like, what is that about? And they're just, I don't know why they're doing this. I don't know if it's bribes, blackmail, whatever. It's just wrong. It's just like there's no moral conscience. Like, they are just literally putting the morals aside for this. And but just a quick disclaimer, whatever I say is nonsense, and don't take my word for it, because I really don't know what I'm talking about. And this COVID thing is kind of making everything worse too. I think it's all part of control and the vaccines and population. Yeah, it's just like with this is scary times, and who knows what cryptos would be 5 years from now, or 10 years, with the way that America's going, I don't know, there might be a better country out there. And this is why North Korea needs to get it liberated, and Christians need to stand up and fight for freedom. So, like, if you know any Christians out there in North Korea, send them help. Send them help. Definitely. They need that, because the capital of North Korea used to be the second Jerusalem. It used to be populated with Christians, and now they're all underground. They're all part of the underground church, in fear for their lives and fear for being persecuted just for what they believe in. Like, it doesn't matter what you believe in, it just matters what the government believes in, what the regime believes in. And we like, these are the steps that the United States are going into. These are the steps. And North Korea is purposely starving their people because they don't want them fighting back. Purposely. And they're having mass executions. If you don't believe me, look at Miss Park's YouTube channel. She's a North Korean defector. And yeah. I'm sorry I went off the script here. This is a little bit different podcast episode. So there's just a lot of things that are going on, and people just need to wake up. People just need to wake up and share this message to as many people as you possibly can. Put it on your social media, whatever. This is like cryptocurrencies, story time, and Bible thumping time all mixed in one episode. Because I feel like this is something that needs to be said. This is something that needs to be brought to reality, and people are just sleeping. People are just letting the dirty corruptness get away with whatever it is that they want to get away with. And it's so messed up. It's so messed up because they should have morals, and they should care about the people and the people's well-being. But no, they don't. They just want to see how much they could get away with. And just for everybody to know, like, if I ever go missing, please come looking for me. Please. So, thank you so much for tuning in, and sorry for mixing all three episodes together. Hopefully, y'all get something out of this. And hold on to your cryptos. And hopefully, y'all keep your government accountable for their actions. So make sure you let them know what they're doing. It's just wrong. It's really wrong. And keep your First Amendment, keep your Second Amendment, keep your freedom of speech, right to bear arms, so on and so forth, so on and so forth, because the world is such a better place. The world is such a better place doing living in freedom than it is living on dependence of the government. Anyways, take care and keep fighting that good fight. By the way, I'm in New Hampshire now. just moved. And it's fine. It's fine. Just been working, pressure washing, and window cleaning. Living the American dream. So, yeah, even if you're rich, stay busy. Stay busy. Because life is so precious and you don't know when the next day you'll be gone. So stay active, stay fit, eat healthy, and get this message out to North Korea too. Those people need it. They need to know that we're on their side. Okay? They need as much help as they could get. Take this to heart. Crypto Kid is out.